Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
Oh, wow. So we got fucking cranky panties Tony here.
Fucking Tony.
Cranky wet panties Tony. If you listened to the last Marvel Madness.
Yeah, I have a properly working vagina. Thank you.
You'll get that joke, too. All right. So, Tony, how you been, dude? What's up, man? I haven't seen you in a while.
I've just been, you know.
Like we haven't just hung out for the past 2 hours?
Yeah, dude. Fucking just been kicking it, man. You know, just like squirting and shining, you know.
Squirting and shining. What have you been doing, though?
Chicken and jiving?
We hung a fucking bottle opener on the wall and fucked up 2 walls in our house.
It's not my fault I have the most power.
He is sheer power. Tony, too powerful, Sansonetti.
Tony, too powerful, Sansonetti. Snaps the heads off screws like it's his fucking job.
Yeah, I think we were drilling into brick.
Yep, and I drilled pretty far, but not far enough. So then I tried to drill the screw in. Screwing the screw in, and it just snapped the head off the screw, shoved the fucking shaft in and locked it in, and then it shoved the screw head into the concrete too.
Yes, that all happened. And then so we had to nail the screw head in and then take the screw head out, nail the actual screw part in, because that would have been wicked to catch your hand on.
That's never coming out of that wall.
Oh, God, no. We were painting right over that. Mm-hmm. If we're painting, who cares? Security deposit, who needs them, right?
Nope.
Have you ever gotten security deposits back from your places?
Every place I've ever been.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Because you smoked in a lot of the places.
A lot of them said you can smoke.
Oh.
I've never, like, lied. And
yeah,
like,
but I mean, what about, like, burn marks on the carpet?
Nope.
Wow.
I'm a very good
I had
smoker.
A lot of people over at my apartment. I remember this one
oh,
night.
Oh, yeah, you had a party apartment. I had like 4 guests in a year.
That's true. I had like 5 people over one night and ashtrays everywhere. Remember how many ashtrays I had at my house?
Yeah.
Like anywhere you sat, there was an ashtray. You never had to get up for them. I was so lazy.
God.
And just sitting in fucking piles of smoke. And I remember this one cat comes over and he's smoking and drinking and shit like that. He has his beer for some reason like in between his feet.
Yeah.
And there's an armrest right next to him. The futon armrest, the wooden one.
Yeah.
There's an ashtray there. And he fucking proceeds to ash his cigarette, and he flicks the ashtray over, falls all over the floor, and then he spills his beer into the ash. So there's not even a chance that I can, well, I didn't have a sweeper, that I could pat that out. You know how you like rub ash in?
Shake it in, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, this is going away, I think.
Dude, so you can't even see it physically.
Oh my God.
With the naked eye.
Thank God this carpet's beige. That carpet was almost white. I remember we moved the furniture, like the fucking contrast between the two. Oh, God.
No,
I got $290 back from my security deposit.
That's what I mean. It's not hard to get security deposits back short of fucking, like, ripping walls apart.
Yeah, I left all the nails. I left all those in. I left that giant TV there.
Yeah.
The one that you had to fucking...
I remember it.
...schlup around. Anyway, so yeah, we hung that cool little...
I love what TVs are now.
Yeah, they're so light and awesome and huge.
Yeah.
The TV that weighed that much that I had from, like, 1983 was, like, a, what, 28-inch, probably? Maybe 30?
Yeah, 480p.
Maybe 30? No, it was tube. I don't think there was a P.
No P's.
Yeah, it was just tube. It was 1T. But that thing probably weighed, what, 80 pounds?
Yeah.
And now TVs weigh, like, 25, and they're, like, 60 inches. How much does your TV weigh?
Here, I think go away it's real quick. Like a 12-pound, 13-pound TV. It's 46-inch.
That's fucking crazy, dude.
It is. And the newer ones, the OLED HDs, they're as thick as your penis. Like a quarter inch.
So very thin.
Quarter inch, dude.
For those
and
listening.
Some of them emanate sound through the screen.
The speakers are behind the screen?
The speakers are behind the screen, and they point at the screen behind it.
Right,
and then it emanates through, but it can also... detect sound on different points in the screen. So it can turn the sound from the top corner of the screen down to the bottom.
Oh, yeah, because there's probably not just one giant speaker
it's
behind
crazy.
It.
Crazy.
But wait, wouldn't that make the like screen shake a bit?
Nope.
How?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
So you came with half facts.
It's a $7,000 TV I was looking at.
Good God. All right. It probably doesn't shake. I got gotcha.
Yeah, I think they did it.
Well, you notice that like when they do the XD thing in the theaters, the screen shakes. You can see it.
Yeah.
You can see it blur. I because it's rocking the projector.
I don't know. Maybe it's just like as solid as diamond.
Like a rock. So yeah, we hung that. What else did we do, man? We've done a lot around the house lately. We've been getting shit done, dude. Things are looking nice.
We're gonna do some transfers for some matchboxes.
Oh yeah, yeah. We
Turd matches.
Yeah, I'm about to say, if you're listening right now and don't have a matchbox next to your toilet, you are fucking up. If you have like some spray, it doesn't matter. Now it just smells like rosy shit.
Oh, dude, someone put like. Yeah, a little bit of perfume on poop.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I don't understand. Yeah. Like, unless, like, it's like, oh, kills 99.9% of, I guess the 0.1% is, like, the most insane odor ever. Yeah.
Well, it is weird. And I learned that the match trick when I was living with, like, four dudes in a band house, like, 8 years ago.
And some guy named Matches Magoo walks in,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Matches Magoo put down his hobo banjo and said, light a match, dude. You smell like shit.
Yeah, he, had a bindle.
Yeah, a bindle, and he was a prospector. He had a little pickaxe.
Ooh, look here. I'm Matches Magoo. You look out for coyotes.
Yeah, I sure stinky shit.
Not no more. Anyway, see you fellas later. Gonna go
light
get
a match.
Gold.
Rub it on your taint.
Takes the stink right off. That's why I do the Hound Square Girls.
Sulfur is good at cleaning up poop smell.
Dude, honestly, that neutralizes so much. There's been times when Josie walks upstairs. She's like, is your house on fire? I was like, no, I just shit. And she's like, awesome.
Yeah. Well, think of the alternative. Oh, is my nose on fire? Nope. That's just my shit. She's like, yep, my eyes are watery. I hate you.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
That's the alternative.
She was saying awesome. Like, that's sick that, like, instead of that, you're just like, oh, and I don't know. I like the smell of sulfur.
It's crazy. Like, and now I know we've had feedback. Like, Yudi was like, dude, what are you lunatics doing with 1 million matches in each bathroom? Like, it's the biggest box I've ever seen. And I was like, excuse me, sir. I guess you're a heathen.
Yeah, you ever poop?
Who likes rubbing his own feces into perfume? For his friends and family. I, sir, enjoy disarming that smell.
Yeah, there was one time I was staying at Josie's house. This is before we lived here. And she gets home at lunch around noon. And I woke up at like 11:30 and she was coming home. And I had to shit so bad. So And that's when we still lived in Highland Square. So I wasn't about to drive 20 minutes there to poop. So I went in there and shit. And I was like, all right, cool. Now I got to find something to mask this. And she probably had matches, but like I just knew that she had this spray bottle, and I sprayed it, and like I was like kept walking through. I'm like, oh, it smells even worse because it's like, ooh, nice that something's
nope. That fragrance has gone bad,
horribly wrong here, and
it's turned.
Yeah, it's. I think it's that guy's asshole.
So you really gave her a fucking.
Yeah, I felt so bad, and I was like, hey, I really had to fucking shit. So your hallway smells like absolute crap right now.
So, oh, baby, I'm so sexy for you now.
Yeah, gotta go. Sorry, I just shit and left. I hope you enjoy your lunch.
Yeah, enjoy eating in that.
Yeah, just wafting in her face.
You should go outside.
All right, so what else have you been up to, man? You have
Does
any
she
projects?
Have AC?
What's up?
Does she have AC?
Yeah.
Cool.
Central, too.
Yeah, dude. The pros got Central, bro.
She had to get hers charged, though. Hers is about to go bad. Mm-hmm. Those things are like $5,000.
What, a new AC unit?
Yes.
Oh, I was like, not to get one charged,
no,
bro.
No, it's like $700 or $600.
Yeah,
bucks
I was like, bro, that's just fucking coolant. Like, mm-hmm. You can buy it. A fucking air condenser is not cheap. Or it's another name for it. It's air like a blower.
Conditioner?
No. An air conditioner, yeah, is what it's doing. But what it's called, the thing outside is called it like an air blower.
Oh.
It's like a condenser fan.
High tech.
Pretty cool.
High tech tone over here. It's our tech news.
Yeah, I like Train. It's a good brand for your AC.
I like Train the band.
Drops a Jupiter
in her hair.
That is not how that fucking song goes.
Drops a Jupiter.
Sing it again the way you sang it, though. Drops a Jupiter in her hair.
Yeah.
That's not how that fucking song goes.
Fucking. Now she's back from the atmosphere. Half chip and never have to hear. That's it, right?
I don't know.
You're trying to think of it, and you don't even know. You're like, that's not how it goes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not optometric. I'm dropped on Jupiter.
Freaking think it again, dude.
I hate you so much. Freaking think it again. Just say it one more time, because I think you sang it like, shit.
Now she's back in the atmosphere. Drops of Jupiter in her hair. Yeah, dude. Jam it, bro.
His voice Boom. Is so high and pretty.
Yeah, it's good. I'm not.
Well, then...
Wait.
Since the return of a stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June.
Damn it.
Yeah, dude, you got it. Sing it.
No.
All right, you can fucking fuck off now. Dan right now is like, fuck you!
Dude, God, the Milky Way!
These stars are faded. That heaven is overrated.
Tell me! Okay. Fuck.
All right, so yeah, man, I like Train. What about you?
What? Yeah, Train's tight, dude.
All right, so what's happening in the news? You don't have anything else cool going on, right?
In my life?
Yeah. That's what this whole thing was about.
Oh.
The last 10 minutes.
Oh, I downloaded a free video game. Haven't played it.
What game?
Bloodborne.
Okay, cool. So in news, Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald. That trailer just dropped.
Yeah, Jude Law is Dumbledore.
Yeah, how'd you like? I think he's cool.
Yeah, he's hot, dude.
And I'm happy that the original cast is coming back to reprise their roles.
Oh, yeah, I like that fat one, Figgler.
Yeah, Fogler.
Fogler.
Dan Fogler, I think.
Yeah, Dan Fagler. Fogler.
Whoa!
Fiegler. What?
But nothing.
Bundle of sticks
Yeah, there it is. I think that's a cigarette, right? So, they're all coming back. That movie looks pretty neat. Do you think it's weird for JK to write, like, a screenplay and then just go straight to movie?
That's what you do. You write a screenplay, then you bring it.
Yeah, but she wrote books, asshole. Asshole.
Oh, no.
Asshole. Giant fucking stupid asshole.
Yeah, I was like, what are you saying? Moron, screenplays become films.
Yeah, J.K.
Moron.
Rowling. Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Oh, J.K. Rowling. Yeah, she can write anything, dummy.
Fuckhole.
She is classically trained.
Yeah, she wrote. No, she's not. I think she got divorced and like,
totally
wrote on
not
napkins.
Trained classically.
I think the whole first book was written on napkins at a bar.
Oh, that's such a train song, dude.
Damn, man. I give it 10 out of 10 Deep Impacts.
God damn it. Just move the fuck on.
Avengers Infinity War trailer. The first full length, I guess? Or like the second full length?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, first. Yeah.
All right, so how'd you feel about it?
Well, it looked like a fucking plethora of characters.
Yes.
Boy, oh boy. That fucking... There's a funny meme about it. It's like... It's the poster for fucking Avengers. And it was like, oh, I thought there'd be a couple more people in this movie. And then it shows just a crowd of people poster next to it. And it says Avengers Infinity War.
Honestly, that poster is busy.
It's a busy fucking...
Did you notice that Peter Dinklage is confirmed in it?
For who?
They haven't said. But he's in the bottom, like, you know where they write all the names at the bottom?
Yeah.
Peter Dinklage is in there, yeah.
Oh, well, he's going to be something new.
That's pretty neat. He was in the X-Men movies. He was, he was the guy that invents the Sentinels.
He was
Trask.
Trask Industries.
Yep, you got it. But yeah, that trailer though, dude. So, Thanos looks dope.
Mm-hmm. Helmet looks good.
Yeah, I couldn't
Josh
believe
Josh Brolin.
Yeah, Josh Brolin. I couldn't believe that they fucking threw that in there. Not only that, like, they show a shot with him and Gamora as a child.
Yeah.
That was dope as fuck. Her holding on to his fucking giant purple finger.
Yeah.
And then I think my favorite thing was Cap holding
Thanos' fist.
Yeah, well, the Infinity Gauntlet. Like, but Thanos' fist inside of it and like him like blocking that. I thought that looked so cool.
And I was kinda like, of all the characters to be able to do that, Cap is least likely.
I disagree.
Well, Star-Lord, but like, what do you mean? Over Black Panther and fucking, like, Bucky and...
Yeah, I don't know. Cap's like the
he's
soul.
The heart.
Yeah, he's like the soul or the heart of the Avengers.
But I don't think he is... Had Bucky with him that he even got up on Iron Man.
Do you think that... All right, so, like, do you remember when in the first one, he's like, I can do this all day.
Yeah, like he doesn't give up till he's dead.
That's why that scene is so fucking sick.
Yeah, because he's doing something that he shouldn't.
Because guarantee you, the next thing after that, when they cut, it's him getting punched through the chest or something like that.
Yeah.
That could be his death scene. I'm pretty sure they're going to kill off Chris Evans. And then Bucky will become... Well, Bucky's going to be... Ooh, I don't want to spoil that. Never mind.
Oh, yeah. Save the world from all your spoils.
No, they call him something. Did you watch both the after credits on Black Panther?
Yeah.
They call Bucky something that insinuates what he's going to be, and it's not Captain America. Bucky becomes Captain America in the comics at one point.
Yeah.
And it's dope. But maybe Falcon will. Maybe they'll have a black Captain America. They've done that before, too.
Yeah, get rid of Falcon.
Yeah, I feel like... I think Chris Evans and Robert Downey Jr. might die.
Really? Yeah. RDJ?
Yeah, I really don't. I think that he's done with it. But what would be cool... I heard this somewhere. I can't remember where. But, like, what if, like... He downloads his consciousness into, like, a computer, and then now he's the voice of the suit. So he's never on screen, but,
yeah,
like, he
but
just
he
talks
still
in
do
a microphone.
Some sweet voice work,
and
which
get
is
paid
the real good money.
Millions of dollars, yeah.
To talk.
Yeah, in his underwear or some shit.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Dude, voice actors have found the fucking best niche on Earth.
Yeah, but it's insane, like, how fucking, I don't know, taxing that shit is.
I mean,
like, I know,
as opposed to any other fucking, like, stardom.
Oh, that, yeah.
Job in the industry.
Case, yeah, you're totally right, yeah. Like, you're not, like, going to go out on the streets and be like, oh my God, but, like, everyone else, like, loves you from afar. That is nice.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying, though, like, the whole, like, just characters, those people fucking work. Like, that's all they do.
I'd love that. I'd like to be the sound maker.
Oh, the Foley? Like the sound effects?
Yeah, where you slap wood on fucking raw fish and like spray a hose onto like a fucking like rubber mat and shake it.
Yeah, that's all called Foley, yeah.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah, I remember watching the behind the scenes for the Star Wars, the trilogy after George Lucas fucked with it with like new Jabba and the New Hope. And they were showing the dudes make the sounds for the lightsabers. In fucking sane, like an old camera passing past a TV without the back on it made the yawn, yawn.
Yeah.
And, like, that's how they got that sound, like, on accident.
It's nuts.
Fucking insane, dude. And, like, crashing, like, fucking, like, steel together and making lightning. So neat. Yeah.
Crazy.
So, all right, do you have any cool news? Infinity War looks good, though, dude.
Oh, yeah, it looks like it's going to be a real fucking action-packed time. Dude, you see fucking Doctor Strange gets his fucking face eyeballs stabbed and shit?
Yeah, that looked fucking crazy.
It was one of the fucking, like, Reaper dudes that gave Loki his fucking army.
Did you know that he has the Time Stone, Doctor Strange?
Yeah. It's in his fucking amulet.
Yeah, the Eye of...
It's how he talks to Dormammu.
I have a proposition. That might be it. We might have gotten it finally.
Yeah. I have a proposition.
Every fucking... Every time that we go into that, I'm like, what is it? Is it like, hey, man, I want to make a handshake. Want to make a bet?
I want to talk to you about some shit.
Dormammu, can I introduce you in Chicago?
That's what it sounds like.
Bumblebee tuna. Bumblebee tuna. Dormammu!
Dormammu!
Bumblebee tuna.
Excuse me, Dormammu!
Like a glove? We'll just do Ace Ventura all day, yeah. I guess. All right, so let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. We don't have a genre 5, but for next week, Chance, I think, said this a long time ago. I was looking through the tweets. It's movies that deserved a higher budget.
I wrote them all down. They're all right here.
Do you have movies that deserve a higher budget on
them? Yeah, it's right there in
the
list.
Son of a B.
Yeah, I write them all down. I'm a really good fan.
Do you write who...
Of my listeners.
Yeah. did you write down who said it, though?
It's just written as an idea.
So as my own.
The only ones I have are Chance's.
I took it. Yeah, it's probably some of Dwayne's probably, too. Shout out. Shame Flashbacks just came out today, too, so... Grab that on iTunes, wherever you get comedy albums, or buy it. I did all the artwork for it. Online, like I think it's like CD Baby. I'm not really sure.
Good.
I can't remember.
Good plug, dickhead.
Yeah, I should really look at this type of stuff up. All right, so weekly recommendations and rejections. I saw Deathly Hallows Part 2. We were going to wait for you, but like we just didn't have a time where that meshed up. Huh.
I've seen Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Yeah, I know, but we had watched like the past like three or four of them together.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We spent time watching other classics.
Man-Thing. Which we already talked about, and if you haven't heard, go back and listen to the Marvel Madness episode. We talk about it like right up front. That's a fun, weird show. And also, I will be tweeting the picture of the brackets and stuff
it's
tonight.
It's a movie, not a show.
No, Marvel Madness.
Oh, they're talking about Man Thing.
You are just a huge fuck up.
You don't say that.
That's awesome. It's like, yeah, oh, damn, nothing's coming. Don't say that.
No, no, no. Sometimes I start a sentence and I don't know where it's going.
I just,
Michael Scott.
Yeah, I take a step out and then boom, I fall off a cliff. All right, so Deathly Hallows Part 2. Fucking goddamn, I enjoy this movie so much, and it is so much better to its counterpart, fucking, or I guess its partner, Deathly Hallows Part 1.
Yeah, it is part, so partner.
Fuck you. But yeah, I loved it. Rewatchability out the fucking wazoo.
It's one of my faves, man. It's so cool.
Yeah, it's way dark, too.
That's what I dig.
Yeah, it's really good. I'd definitely give it a 8.
Yeah.
8.5. I think the whole series for me, honestly, gives, like, I'll give an 8. Like, there's not, like, one of those movies I'm like, oh, fuck. I know you don't like Chamber. Like, you think it's, like, too, like, little kitty. But even the first one, to me, I think is more little kitty than the Chamber. Because Chamber is, like, fucking, you get the basilisk or whatever it's called.
Basilisk.
Basilisk, yeah. And you get that fucking giant snake stabbing fucking snakes in the head.
Yeah, it is tight with the fucking Sweet Sword of Gryffindor.
It's like a fucking 1970s van painted.
It's tight.
Yeah. All right, so 8. Go ahead.
What?
I gave it an 8.
Oh,
why don't you listen to me anymore? You never take me out. You don't listen to me.
What are you talking about?
Go to bed early.
Are you trying to be my girl?
Trying to be my man.
I'm not strong enough to be your man. Dixie Chicks reference right there. You remember that song?
No.
Are you strong enough to be my man?
Holy shit, yeah, now I do. That was a good rendition. I like how
I sound just like all those girls.
Yeah, I sing Train and I get nothing. You sing Dixie Chicks for 2 seconds and I'm like, yeah, I got it. I guess I'm
Dude,
a true friend.
There was a girl in middle school or high school. I burnt her a CD. It was pretty serious, you know?
Yeah, oh, that
like,
is.
I dug her hard.
Wait, middle school or high school? That's a big
difference. I want to say beginning high school.
Wow.
Yeah. Ooh. Shut up, man.
Wait, hold on.
I graduated in 2004, so.
Did you guys, like, talk a lot?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know.
Well, no, we were, like, good friends, but I was, like, that fat dude that was, like, maybe more? Maybe.
I got a really good.
Burn you a CD?
I got a really good heart.
Look past the gargoyle. Quasimodo looks.
I thought you meant like it was like a random girl that you're like, I just love her.
No, 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 not like, bye, here's a CD.
Yeah, I love you. You throw up and run away.
Came in my fucking like jeans, JNCO jeans.
2 fucking 3 liters of Faygo sticking out the ass.
Oh,
anyways. All right,
so I made her a burnt CD and I admit I refused. So she knew what I felt because I was putting straight up fucking like, your body is a wonderland and shit
fuck
on there.
Fuck all my friends.
Yeah. Fucking Ryan Adams.
She's like, wait,
why'd you put Elliot Smith next to Damian Rice? Do you love me or want to die?
Come pick me up. If you have, what's the song called?
It's called Come Pick Me Up by Ryan Adams.
Yeah, check that song out. When I heard it's Fuck perfect. All My Friends, I was like, this dude is writing from the heart.
Dude, yeah. He's like, take me out, fuck me up, screw all my friends and do it again.
Okay, right on.
Yeah.
You would know. You've cried and sang that
shut
a lot.
Up.
Dude, anyway, so you give her a CD. So
I give her a CD. She knows the game, man. She knows that fucking the big dog wants her. What she did was she pretty much like the ultimatum was we were flirting with it for a while. And then she was like, here, there's this song I want you to listen to. And she just told me to go listen to it. She didn't burn it for me. She's like, just listen to it on your own. And it was Strong Enough to Be Your Man by the Dixie Chicks or whoever the fuck sings that. Like, I don't know if it's Shania Twain or fucking, it's all three of those girls.
I think you might be right, yeah. All three of those girls. Shania Twain wasn't in the Dixie Chicks.
No, but Dixie Chicks were three
girls. I'm just
making
sure you knew that.
I did.
Might have been all three of them, all three Shania's.
Who knows? Reba, whatever.
Fucking McIntyre.
Melissa Afra, I don't know.
Yo, I'm Reba. Did you see the Kentucky Fried Chicken? That was insane. That blew my fucking mind. Good for her, though. Anyways, go ahead.
Oh, so she just tells me to listen to that song and decide whether or not I am what that song is asking. Meaning, like, are you strong enough to be my man?
Cross Country.
What?
That's the name of the group.
Someone remade it. Turn and pass this bullshit. Are you really just growl burping? 'Cause you can change who we are, yeah. I think Dixie Chicks cover this. Yeah, because I listen
to... Oh, my bad. It's called Garden Party.
Oh, my God.
Is it Garden Party?
No, I don't know. I don't know. Thought it was Dixie Chicks. I told you, this is a very long time ago.
Yeah.
She told me to listen to that song to decide if I was... I thought I was man enough to, like, be with her.
Wow. That's fucked.
Yeah, and I was like...
And how... Oh, that was... You were
probably
fucking 14,
15, yeah.
Wow. That's a lot to ask of anyone.
And I was... Dude, that's what I saw. At that age, I was like... Well, no.
It's Garden Party. Dixie Chicks doesn't do it.
Oh, I was like, well, no, I'm not strong enough. That answer's no, because I was like, she wants some serious shit. And I was literally like, I just kind of want to suck boobs. Like, and I hope she, like, rubs my boner with her thigh.
I had a very limited dating when I was, like, growing, like, in that adolescent phase.
Before even getting a real girlfriend?
No, like, having a real girlfriend. Like, I had, like, two. Or maybe one, I'm not sure. I can't remember like what the time period was. I think it was two. And I think I was like 17, maybe 18.
Yeah.
Still living at my mom's house, kicking it pretty cool.
Yeah. You know? Pretty low key.
Yeah, whatever. Like, hey, I got a futon Orbit. What's up?
Okay, yeah.
You like my tube TV from
1983? Yeah, watch me change these trucks on this skateboard, baby.
I'm going to watch the X-Men animated series. I just got it bootlegged. The menu is 10 times louder than the actual show.
Yeah, I have a half J if you want to kick it later.
Yeah, but we got to go outside and like walk down the street.
Go down the bushes.
Yeah, we got to walk to the cul-de-sac. So, I'm hanging out with a girl on New Year's Eve. And like I was like, wow, she has nothing better to do. We'd been talking for a little while, you know, like flirting back and forth. And like actually like kind of like talking about things and stuff. And so this is the first time that I go to Kiss Her. It's like 7:30 a.m.
Yeah, dude, hang on. Let me get comfy.
Like, we had hung out, and it's like 7:30 a.m. Like, laying on my couch, like, she's, like, cuddling, like, spooning or whatever, watching probably not X-Men, the animated series. I probably had something sick on, like, Kill Bill Volume 2. And
more like the Santa Claus or some bullshit.
Could have also been that. I'm like, hey, you ever seen G.I. Joe? No.
I'm still on the movies from Christmas, so let's jam that.
Do you like Elf? we're laying there, and then we, like, walk outside, and a little bit of snow's coming down.
Oh, it's so romantic, nice. Dude. Keep going.
I'm going to put a pin in it right there.
Right.
And rewind a little bit. So she's talking to me and stuff, and she's like, oh, yeah, I'm like... I've seen, like, other dudes and shit, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. And I don't mind that at all.
In your head, you're like, fucking what dudes,
you
bro?
You go, do you. No, because at the time, we weren't, like, we hadn't done anything. We hadn't kissed, held hands, nothing.
Right.
Know? And she's like, yeah, there's this one guy, I mean, like, he's super nice, always buys me dinner, like, does this. One time, he put a fucking bear, like, and tied it to the bottom of my garage door, so when it went up, it was hanging there for me. I'm like, so a hung... Bear, this sounds like a serial killer.
Yeah, hanging
his like,
corpse at
well,
your
he also
fucking
bought
residence.
Me like a Coach purse, like something like high end purse. And I was like, oh, I was like, how was that?
Oh, that's sweet. What'd you do? What?
Yeah, I was like, and so how'd that end of the night go? She's like, well, I mean, I kissed him. Yeah, I mean, he bought me a Coach purse, and I was like,
oh my god,
dude. Yeah, and I was like, the fucking like, how can you be that shallow of a person? But anyways, I looked past it, you know, because I'm a good
right,
dude.
Right.
And so we're hanging out, and it's 7:30 in the morning, New Year's Day, and we go outside, and I'm walking into her car, and because I have to make sure my mom's not awake,
yeah.
Not that I'm a gentleman, I'm just like, just fucking shut up.
No, you can't use the fucking restroom.
I know I'm 20. She cannot hear you. This is her house. Anyway, so I walk her out, and I lean in like such an asshole. Like, yep. She's like, all right, I'll see you later. And I was like, all right, cool. And then I lean in, and she pulls back, and I was like, what the fuck, I gotta buy you a purse? And she was like, what? And I was like,
sorry, but the piece of shit just came out of me.
Oh, did it ever. It fucking flew out of my
mouth.
What,
I just gotta buy you a purse?
Yeah, and she was like, what? And I was like, oh, nothing. Anyways, it's been really cool. I'll see you later. And I just beelined it to my door and went inside. She was just standing by her car like...
And you never talked again.
Yeah, after that, yeah, we didn't really talk that much.
Shocking.
Yeah.
She denied you a kiss because she was physically repulsed by you, and then you accused her of being a gold-digging piece of shit.
Okay, hold on. Let's rewind real
well,
quick.
Well, that no, was the actual story.
We did talk after that. I'm just saying, like, nothing ever happened after that. We talked after that, and she was like, I do want to, like, she's like, I'm into you, but I just didn't see that coming, so I was put off. Why'd you say, do I have to buy you?
I've explained myself. What's up?
Yeah.
You piece of fucking shit. And you're like... I just thought you were a gold digger.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. You seemed really materialistic when that dude kept buying you stuff and you kissed him. I thought you were into me. And she was like, no, I am. But like, why would you say that? I was like, the brain went a weird way. My bad.
I had just been denied, babe.
Yeah, it was so weird. It was so quick. Like, literally, she was like, ugh. And I was like, what, I got
Well, that's like your fucking, like, ego fucking defense system. Like,
yeah, probably.
Your pride was like, engage.
Yeah. I'm like, well, what, I'm gonna buy you a fucking purse?
What did I do? What? I gotta go.
All right, so good talk down memory lane.
That was awesome.
All right, so
That's what I like.
Yeah, I know, man. That's why I did it for you.
Those are my favorite parts.
Yeah, I was giving you.
Get us on Twitter, people. Tell us if you like when I help try to take it way off the rails. Or if you like sticking to like more of the conventional ECR classic style.
Oh, where we just talk about movies and yell at each other?
Actually, like, focus on the films?
Yeah, no, I like telling stories in between stuff, man. It's good.
It's cool.
Keeps it fresh. Go ahead, man.
I like getting weird.
Yeah. Let me burn you a CD.
I'm burning you a CD, and I'm not strong enough to be your man. Dude, she was weird. I did normal things like burning chicks' CDs.
Oh, hey, the next person...
She's telling me to, like, live up to a fucking seriously, like... deep song.
The next person that follows us on Twitter, Tony will burn a CD for of his own music.
Ooh.
And I will pay for the mailing to send it out to you.
You'll also have to help me burn the CD because I do not have a computer that can burn CDs.
Your new laptop?
Do you have the disk drive on yours? Is yours old enough?
No, I bought one.
Oh yeah, I need to use that.
All right, yeah, you're good.
All right, you heard it here first.
Fuck.
Here's you heard it here with Tony. First. Okay. I also watched like 5 episodes of The Looming Tower.
Yeah, go ahead. Get into this.
Which is a Hulu original show that you can watch on Hulu. And it stars Peter Sarsgaard and...
A Hulu original show that you can watch on Hulu? No fucking shit.
Sorry for that aneurysm that is a person. Paul interrupting me.
I am just death becomes
him. Aneurysm as a person. Okay, I'm fucking funny. Peter Sarsgaard and Jeff Daniels are in it, and it's all about pretty much the government's dealings with like terrorism before 9/11 and what led up to 9/11
and how they dropped the ball with
how they dropped the ball, how they fucking didn't talk to each other, how they like really built Al-Qaeda with their own actions, like heavily, and almost all, it was crazy.
Yeah,
it's a shitty time. I would have not wanted to been in Istanbul. I wouldn't have wanted to be in fucking Afghanistan or Saudi Arabia or Iran and none of those places.
Do you remember when 9/11 happened?
Yeah, I was in history class.
Never forget. I was in history class, too. Did you like that?
God, you're such a stupid douche.
I did.
Never forget.
I did set that up for it. I was like, do you remember 9/11? You're like, yeah, I was in history class. I'm like, never forget. All right. Oh, wow. Explain that joke.
Dun, 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 dun.
Fuck me. All right. I was in history class, too, man. They wheeled in a TV. Did they do that for you?
No, we already had one hooked up. We were really rich.
In Talmadge.
Yeah.
In the old high school.
Wait, yeah.
You were in high school, right?
Yes, I took high school.
No, you were in high school.
I was only in the old one, yeah.
All right, yeah. I was still at CVCA then.
Probably.
Yeah, I was in 8th grade. So yeah. No, I was.
Yeah.
Not to say probably. I know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a fucking insane time. I remember driving past on Overdale. This dude had a sign that was made out of cardboard. There was no real, like, artistic point of view to it, you know?
Right.
It was giant. It was spray paint, and it said... turn the fuckers to glass.
Well, that's just an artistic statement.
Followed by,
yeah,
fucking nuke them.
Turn those fuckers to glass.
Because they're surrounded by sand.
It's really raw, dude. Turn those fuckers to glass because they're in the sand, so it would be just a sheet of glass.
Because it's so hot, the bomb.
It would be a sheet of glass. Dude, what a badass idea. Like, the idea that, like, you can burn stuff into glass. That's cool.
Oh, man. Here comes High
Sorry,
Can't
man,
Read.
Sorry, man. I'm just thinking of...
High Can't Read's creeping in, dude.
Shut up, dude. Glass is crazy.
Gotta ride this fucking bull. Anyways, that's all I was going to say about fucking 9/11. So what do you give the show?
8 out of 10 so far.
Wow, really? That
it's
high?
It's got some cool shots. I like seeing, like, training camps and fucking IEDs and shit.
So it's not, like, comparative to, like, House of Cards? I thought it was going to be more like that. Like, more, like, moves in the system, not a lot of
action.
It's
more comparative to, like, a movie like Spy Games. Like, there's half political, there's half in the field.
All right, right on.
Yeah.
You know what half and half movie I really like?
What?
The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Mm.
It's like a half law drama and then a half exorcism movie.
I thought you were going to say Full Metal Jacket.
What's that half and half of?
Training for military and then going to Vietnam.
Well, but I mean, that's still military shit. Like, one's an
totally
exorcism.
Totally a different movie.
But it's all military. I'm saying one's an exorcism, one's a law case.
Based on an exorcism, so they talk about ghosts a lot.
Right, but it's still like a law, like it's a law room movie, like a law drama.
What's another one?
Yeah, idiot. A fucking Full Metal Jacket. You know, like when they like.
Why you say it like that?
They
you piece
don't
of...
do people, and then they do.
You see how I sit low in my chair? It's so I can get on your level. Okay.
That seemed
hot burn.
Seemed below the belt, for lack of a better term.
Oh, we are cracking each other up,
right,
man.
So,
fucking glass, dude. How does that work?
AVP, I watched that.
Oh, yeah, so did I.
I really enjoy that movie, minus the fact that, like, I feel like the human should have died at the end, too. But then again, it gives you an awesome, spoilers, fucking, like, the elders coming to pick up the body and shit like that. That movie should have been a standalone, and there was a lot of weird, remember, like, in the Batman and Robin movie, when they put on, like, their gloves and their pants, and they show their ass and their tits and their
fucking
hands?
Yeah, they had fucking, like... load up scenes.
Load up, yeah, and they had load up scenes in AVP, and I hated that so much. It's so cheese. But I guess for the time, I don't know. I think they could have like left that out. And the story, like the whole premise of that movie rocks so hard. And using the dude that played Bishop, I noticed in this one, he's looking at the computer and he has his hand on the desk and he takes his pen and starts doing the hand thing.
Yeah,
that's so cool. That's such a neat little nod to it.
I enjoy the movie's concept a lot.
That seems like a second long when he starts doing that. Like, I was like, Josie, you see that? She was like, no, what? And I was like, he used to the pen thing instead of the knife. And he's like, the fucking android that he's playing
Bishop
in Aliens.
He played Peter Weyland.
Yeah. Which makes sense that the bishop was made
I
after
wanna
him.
I want to meet Yutani.
Yeah.
Oh. His name's like Somoguchi like Yutani.
Dude, I started reading this thing called Alien vs. Predators because I was watching Alien vs. Predators.
Yeah.
It's a span of four books. It's Prometheus, so you have the fucking, what are they called, space jockeys?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the Predators, and then you have Aliens, and you have the humans. So like, I think it's like Marine Corps. Four-book crossover costs like fucking $50. Didn't buy it all. I only read the AVP issue, but it is dope. They're all there. Like, a whole entire Marine Corps takes on, like, fucking 15 Predators, like, at one time. I've never seen that before, and that was the dopest thing ever.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
Like, they came to this planet, they find a fucking, one of those fucking relic ships with the space jockey in it, and they're like, oh, fuck, and, like, he's like, Weyland-Yutani owns this, like, everyone can fuck off. Like, we own this. They're like, we're not going into it. People are dying everywhere.
Yeah.
And they don't know why, because it's the Predators. And they're like, not. And they, like, people are like, are they worshiping this? Like, are they fucking, like, protecting it? Are they trying to destroy it? It is so dope. And that's the first part of the series. And it's like 6 months long. It's so good.
I think it'd be cool if Yutani was a fucking, like, half samurai, half android in a little spinoff.
Wouldn't it be neat if Yutani was, like, paid or, like, knew about the Predators and, like, because obviously, like, in this lineage, they come back and, like, not terraformed our planet, but, like, gave us, like, the necessities to create tools and all that shit.
They love sticks and stuff.
So I wonder, like, wouldn't it be neat if Yutani, like, knew the Predators and, like, that's why he was trying to fucking get these aliens for them?
Yeah, that'd be dope as fuck.
That's why he's so far advanced and shit like that with Weyland Corporation.
That'd be cool.
Oh, dang, dude. We should write.
Man, dude, they don't do anything with that other half of that fucking name, dude.
I know this is on the podcast, but we should really go back into fucking Lattice.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about that a lot.
It is a lot cool.
Yeah.
I just need to...
You got a drawing pad now?
I do. And... it's not easy to create the art I want to create because I read American Vampire and I read Saga and they're gorgeous.
Yeah,
and
but
I'm
it's also
just
not
a fucking hamburger piece of shit.
That's not colored by the same person. Like it's like all lined by one person, then colored by a different person. So I mean, there's people that like
who's
have...
gonna be my colorist?
don't know, man. Maybe just draw like the fucking like the certain like gods that Tony and I were writing a comic. I think I've spoken about this on here before.
We probably have.
But like draw like all the characters that we have so far and like the look and the stylization. You only have to draw one of each, you know? And then fucking like we can send that in with like the 12 book series. I got three written already.
I don't think those are written. I haven't written anything.
I wrote.
Yeah. We are co-writers.
Yeah, I know, but I read it to you, and you're like, I sent it to you. That's why I still have the email.
Now we're now it's different. We should put it on a Google Doc so I can make amendments.
I don't know if I like that.
Then you should write your own book and not call it Lattice.
I take sole possession of Lattice right now. Copyright Paul Wolf. All right.
2018.
Hey, just so it's dated, bro. All right, so, yeah, ABP, though, the comic, way better than the fucking movie. But the movie, I will give, like, a 6.5. It's good. I will rewatch that for sure. It's still fun.
You can, ABPR, keep, Lattice.
Okay? ABPR, eh, I don't know.
You can keep Lattice.
Thank you.
I will create a book series called DNA Ladder. And you will feel its wrath when Monad 2 comes.
When Ronad.
Ronad and Bonu.
We should do a reading of that.
You just want to read what you wrote.
No, I'll resend it to you. You can reread it. I will say there are parts that I want to fix that I want to talk to you about and shit like that.
Well, there's new stuff I want to add because I have thoughts.
But there's dope things in that. Like, I reread that like not too long ago, and I was like, this isn't actually that bad. And it's not because I'm a fan of me. Like, I was actually reading it, and I'm like, oh, that sounds cool.
We should give it to someone else.
Agreed, but once we do some addendums, because there's some shit in there I was like, stupid as hell, you dumb douche.
Stupid douche.
Oh, grew up without a dad. Don't write that into a comic book. No, I'm kidding.
Jesus.
All right, go ahead.
I saw Justice League.
Ooh, what'd you think? Parademons. They look pretty cool.
It's just, I have no stock in what happens to their universe.
How do you think it looked?
Kind of shitty and fucking color bland. Like,
but you also watched, damn, you should really.
I watched a crappy version, but Bruce Wayne, when he's at the beginning, when he's Batman.
Dope.
Looks dope as fuck.
Not only that.
Bruce Wayne looks great. Some of his cars are fucking totally stupid.
Yeah, I agree. But that first opening scene, I was like, this is sick.
It was very Snyder.
Other than the fact that fucking Batman legit leaves a burglar.
Yeah, I mean, he's got shit to do. He's got parademons.
Yeah, no, he already got it. It died. And then he was just like, all right, fuck off.
No, I mean, he was like, I gotta do some detective work.
He also fucking says like, oh, hey, Alfred.
Yeah.
As Batman.
Yeah.
Just Google butlers in Gotham, Alfred, Bruce Wayne. I know who he is.
Yep.
Weird choices in that. But I don't know. I enjoyed the movie. I'm not going to lie.
I would watch it again if it was just in the background for Phony Tony.
You would watch it again.
Yeah, but just for like the certain parts.
The good, yeah,
like
the good
where I get to hear
parts,
Jason
yeah.
Momoa with, you know,
dude, he
Gal Gadot.
Rocked.
Yeah.
He rocked in that. Oh, that scene was awesome too.
Yeah.
Sitting on the lasso.
Yeah.
That was like, sick.
Ah, son of a bitch.
That was good. I thought Ezra Miller was really good too.
Yeah, he was cute.
You didn't like find him like comedically funny, you just thought he was
no,
cute?
Not as much as the new Peter Parker.
Oh, yeah, I'll agree with that.
That
Tom Holland?
Kid's way cooler.
Yeah. But I think that Ezra like does a good job for Flash. I mean, especially in like the Snyder universe as well. Like that's a nice like little like here things are okay kind of and funny. It's okay to laugh and smile.
I know I liked him because when he got punched really hard, I was like, "Oh, you hurt him, dude! Stop picking on him."
Oh, that's cute. So, what do you give it?
6.5. Mm. Yeah,
that's higher than I thought you would give it.
Yeah, 6.5, and I would say you know my favorite part about that movie was the oh so like legitimately intoxicating Gal Gadot.
Yeah, she's really good.
It's crazy. Every scene she's in, I'm like, stay.
It's weird, dude. Like, I like Ezra Miller. I like fucking Jason Momoa. I love Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman. Henry Cavill, I did not mind at all as Superman. And
no.
Ben Affleck is a great Batman. But yet, still somehow, they just can't get a good story going to where that you give a
nope.
fuck.
When they're like, put this
round table.
What'd
you think of Steppenwolf?
Oh, horrible.
He looks weird.
It was
even in theaters. I saw it twice in theaters.
Bad taste for him. I was like, yo, you guys had a lot of fucking, like, you could put a lot into him. And shit from Thor Ragnarok looked a million times better.
Yeah.
Soltar would have been perfect in that fucking movie.
Who?
The fucking demon, the fire demon that kills the whole fucking city.
Oh, right on.
Those foundations are broken.
Yeah, I thought you were...
We can rebuild.
I thought you called Steppenwolf Zoltar. No. Like, wait, what? I agree. Yeah, Steppenwolf looked weird. Which is also odd because people were, like, really fucking riding Justice League's nuts about, like, I can't believe you do a CGI villain for the entire fucking movie. And then here comes the biggest fucking movie to, like, come out.
Yep.
Do you think it'll pass 2 million or 2 billion?
No.
Not 2 billion?
Not 2 billion.
Dude, Black Panther already did, like, 100 million or some shit like that. That's Jesus. A standalone fucking. And Black Panther's gonna be in it. The whole last fight's in Wakanda.
Yeah.
Wow. Disney's a genius.
Yeah, they're a money monster.
Printing machine. Just a money printing machine.
Yeah, it's incredible.
All right, yeah. So I'm happy that you liked it all right, I guess.
It was all right.
Better than Batman v Superman?
No.
Really?
I didn't mind Batman v Superman.
I love the score to that movie. I enjoy that movie, but I think that Justice League is a little
bit stronger. I also like Man of Steel.
Man of Steel's dope. Man of Steel works in a lot of ways.
It's so dark.
Yeah, it works in a lot of ways.
I dig that.
Yeah. All the movies are so dark. That's why. That people like hate them.
Yeah. And that's where I guess I've always been like, they're decent. This one was the least dark, though.
They try to marvel it up.
Yep.
For sure. Joss Whedon.
Yeah, and I saw some Joss in there.
Oh, that whole Wonder Woman scene, I guarantee it was Joss.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I watched Power Rangers again.
Why?
I'm not going to lie, dude. The second viewing...
You love it.
You
love it.
No, I didn't really dig it the first time.
The gold chocolate demon?
Yeah, that sucked. That still sucks. Yeah, and Rita Repulsa. I think that those are the two weakest things. Like, it was the villain that, like, killed that movie. But I think that, the actual, like, kids that played him, like, Jason, he played Max's older brother in Stranger Things 2. He's not bad. Billy, the scientist, he's great. The Black Ranger's awesome. And Yellow Ranger's meh. And Kimberly, I could give or take. But mm-hmm. The other three are actually pretty strong. And, like, Zordon, like, the storyline's, like, cool. Like, how they rewrote, like, how the Green Ranger is. It was part of the, like, initial crew. I enjoyed that aspect, but Elizabeth Banks and Goldar are, like, the two, like, main things that, like, really suck about that movie. And had those not been in there, I think it would have been way better. I don't think that Elizabeth,
Banks.
Thank you, Banks. Can really play, like, a good villain, especially, like, a fucking, like, mustache-twisting villain that, like, Rita is.
No, it's horrible casting.
Do you understand what I'm saying, though? Like, that, like, over-the-top villain, like, to where, like, ooh, my pretty, which is how she used to be.
Yeah, she was like a witch. She had a sparkly purple hat.
Yeah, yeah. No, she had two cones coming off her head.
God, yeah, those big, dumb fucking cones.
Yeah, and she had cone tits, too.
Yeah.
Like Madonna. And then, like, a giant, like, Jedi, like, dress kind of thing. Anyways, yeah, I feel like she really kills it. And then, like, them not making Goldar look like Goldar, which, why not?
He was fine if he was just an 8-foot ape.
Yeah, and gold. That's what Goldar was, with wings, with ape wings. Basically was like the fucking Wizard of Oz. Like,
it was just a big Wizard of Oz monkey, yeah.
Yeah. but I give it, like, a 6. Like, I will definitely probably rewatch that at some point. There's some really cool moments.
Okay.
I really do. Actually, you know what? All right, I'll give it a 5, because there's a possibility I'll rewatch it. I might not. After seeing it again, like, in its full, like, front to back. But, yeah, it's not as terrible as I thought it was.
All right. You heard it here.
Fuck.
What?
Go ahead.
What'd I say?
Shut up.
I saw Ragnarok.
Oh, we already talked about this.
Oh, but that was on different production. On this production, I haven't.
No. So, if you wanted to hear Tony's review, go listen to
Marvel Madness. Or 10 out of 10.
All right. There you go. I watched Return of the Jedi.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. I watched Return of the Jedi.
Which one's that?
Fuck off. I fucking enjoy this movie a lot more.
The movie
now.
Of your people.
Huh?
The movie of your people.
Oh, Ewoks, fuck you. Fucking piece of shit.
I meant like fucking Siths. Like, no, it was the end of the Siths.
Nope. I really like this movie. And I watched like the fucking like change version. Not super change. It was the first change version. But it was, that movie holds up a lot. How do you rate your Star Wars?
Empire. The first three?
All of them.
Well, that's a big fucking list.
No, it's like fucking 9 movies, 10 movies.
Oh, fuck you.
That it is.
No, I'm thinking like it's right, hard here, to do. Is Rogue One in there?
Yeah, Rogue One and Last Jedi and Force Awakens.
Empire.
Yep. That's one.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the best of the best.
Yeah. The B of the B.
the bed of the breakfast.
Yeah.
The buns and the biscuits. Empire. Return of the Jedi.
Wow, really? Over New Hope?
Yeah.
And over Rogue One?
Rogue One, then New Hope.
Okay.
And then, what's left? Oh, Last Jedi.
Yeah, Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Wow, Last Jedi is above Force?
Oh, wait, Force Awakens is still in there.
Yeah.
Oh,
so Force Awakens, Last Jedi.
Yeah, Force Awakens, Last Jedi.
Yeah.
And then,
you got the fucking prequel.
Yeah.
3-1-2. Right?
Or Revenge. 1-3-2. I like Naboo a lot and pod racing, and
Revenge is dope, though.
Yeah, but it's also,
Anakin, you were my brother!
You're breaking my heart, Anakin.
There's some good shit in that. You even said that scene was dope, and now you're mocking it.
It's a beautiful scene when
now
he's
you're
like,
mocking it.
Yeah, you were supposed to bring peace to the Force,
balance
to the Force. Damn. Instead, you left it in ruins. I hate you. He's like, "What's that? What'd you say? I hate you. Why'd you run on over here and say that?"
Then he just catches on fire.
Oh, get your little lightsaber caught in the dirt.
In the end, like, really fucking spoils that moment. But at the same time, that
sure does. I think Phantom Menace has a huge nostalgic place for me because I saw it opening day with my dad. I hated the fucking sweet pod racer. And I felt like I was, Qui-Gon Jinn and Obi-Wan and Darth Maul, all of them.
Yeah, you look like them all.
Thanks, I look like them all.
I go with Empire, Rogue One, A New Hope.
Return?
Yeah, Return of the Jedi. I haven't seen Last Jedi more than once, so I need to watch that again.
Just say the list.
But I think it might be, I think when I rewatch Last Jedi, I think I'm going to go Last Jedi, and then fucking Force Awakens, and then 3-1-2.
Okay.
Who knows where Solo will fall in there?
Yeah, who knows? Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, you heard it here first. All right,
you said it.
Okay. I know, I was making fun of you. All right, so I watched Casino.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Did you see at the beginning of the movie when he turns on the car?
Yeah.
The bomb exploding?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you notice the dummy switch?
No.
Oh, really? It's honestly, after this, like, when we go to smoke, like, I have to put, like, it's like the first 3 seconds of the movie, but like, it's like him like leaning forward, and then it's just like a dude like sitting straight up, and then the car explodes.
Oh, okay.
It's a quick edit, and it's fucking awesome. I was like, I have never noticed that, and I just watched it the other day, and I was like, holy shit, because you watched
it was like slow motion shaking.
What do you mean?
The dummy when it's blown up.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
That whole scene's in slow motion, right?
No, it's him like fucking like talking. Like he says like a sentence and it's him walking out to a car and he steps in it. Like always, like I thought I could always trust the people that I love. Then he starts the car and it goes off and it's like Casino.
Yeah. I didn't know if it was a slow motion explosion. At all. No. At the end it is.
Yeah, I'm talking about the beginning.
You motherfucker, you.
Are you with me?
That's Joe Pesci.
Yes.
So, Casino, dude.
Yeah, 10 out of 10. All right.
Yeah. 10 out of 10. See Casino yesterday.
You watch any Jessica Jones?
Nah.
Not into it, huh? You loved the first season, which is so weird.
It's because it had David Tennant.
Yeah, I was like, ah, this season's kind of mad. You're like, she's so sick, it's so cool, blah, blah, blah. We can listen back to the fucking, like, when you
I'm not opposed to it. I'm just busy.
And fucking, I watched the first episode. Not bad.
Okay. Yeah.
You did hear first. What else you got?
That's it.
I watched Coco.
Okay.
Cried at the end.
Wow, what a
not cry,
big
cry,
old sissy.
But teared up. That ending is fucking so dope. Dude, the music in that shit is so fucking rad. And, like, learning about the Day of the Dead and, like, all the ceremonies.
Dos
and, like,
Muertes.
Dude, Coco fucking rocks.
Never heard of her.
And then I watched The Room. I give Coco, like, a fucking, like, 9 out of 10.
That, oh, yeah, I forgot I watched Disaster Artist, too.
Yeah. I watched The Room. Before I watched Disaster Artist, I thought that you had seen The Room.
Nah.
Okay.
Not in its entirety.
Right. You've only seen pieces and parts.
Yes.
Probably on YouTube, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
amen. So, The Room. If you have not seen this, I do recommend seeing this. And I know people are like, oh man, it's like the best, worst movie ever. But like, this movie is so fucking insane.
It's fucked.
That, like, dude, you haven't even seen the whole movie. Like, it's mind-blowing.
I've read that it's pretty mind-blowing.
Like, it just doesn't make any sense. There's parts that you're like, dude, just like, I really do want you to watch it. I'd love to make that the fucking movie of the week next week. The Room is just so fucked.
I don't know where I'd rent it.
So, I have it. Oh. And then I watched The Disaster Artist. The Room, though, I give, like, oh, God. Honestly, like a 5, because there's parts that, like, made me laugh out loud, because I'm like, that's so fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then The Disaster Artist, obviously the movie based on Tommy Wiseau. Based on, like, him, like, writing The Room and all that shit like that. I give that, like, a fucking 8. I found that movie fucking fascinating, but that's also probably because I watched The Room right before it.
Right before. Yeah. I found it a little lackluster.
I think it's because you haven't seen the movie. I think that you need to see The Room to enjoy that movie. There's so many cool Easter eggs and, like, shit like that. Like, I don't know. And I guess it's like, hey, watch this piece of shit and then watch the thing that was made about a piece of shit and we'll show you where all the corn was.
I feel like I've absorbed all of what The Room is. I've read a lot about it. I've seen a lot of clips. It's not like I'm missing any sort of fucking Shakespeare out there.
I don't know. I think you should check it out. All right, so...
I've seen all the scenes that they covered.
Disaster, yeah, I already gave my score. What did you give Disaster Artist?
7 out of 10.
That's one lower.
That's
found
one.
Lackluster.
That could be a long Her. One. That one is a lot.
All right, so let's hop into Tessa Tony. We did Beer Fest.
Yeah.
And
we did.
How'd you feel?
Drunk.
It's a fucking Tessa Tony.
Felt so wasted drunk watching it, dude.
You didn't.
I felt like it was a lazy Broken Lizards.
We laughed so much during that.
I laughed at some of it. Some of it was fucking insane stupidness.
Yeah, you laughed a lot in it. I remember it completely. We were getting stoned together. Do I have to reverse that for your job?
Shut up. You do now, dickhead.
We were getting stoned together and fucking, you laughed a lot at that movie.
Yeah, but I was out of my mind.
So in a sober mind, you're like, ah, fuck it.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I mean, it's kind of like I wouldn't pick it over Super Troopers or even
even
Slammin' Salmon.
I agree with that.
Yeah. So that's what, 3rd out of their 4?
They're about to make another one.
Yeah, I know. But it's Super Troopers, so it's going to be just fine.
Yeah. I don't know. You know how sequels are, dude.
Yeah, dude. Dumb and Dumber.
They're going to try to do the Dumb and... Wait, what was the 3rd one?
I don't know.
Like Dumb and Dumber 2, but it's spelled like T-O or T-W-O or some shit. No, yeah, T-W-O, T-W-O would make sense. So it'd be T-O.
Or T-O-O.
Well, that'd be also, so that would make kind of sense. Dumb and Dumber also.
Two.
Yeah, I think it was T-O. That's like to you, like I'm addressing something to you. I'm giving something to you.
Thanks.
Welcome to English class.
English major, Paul.
I'm Mr. Wolf.
You couldn't even name a writer.
What do you mean? Stephen King.
I knew it. I could have bet $1 trillion million on
Clive
that.
Clive Barker.
Keep going.
Tony Hawk.
A writer?
I read his book.
probably had a ghostwriter do it, dude. You idiot.
No. Fucking.
Well, he sat down at the fucking skate pewter.
The dude from Red Hot Chili Peppers. He.
Anthony Kiedis. What, disrespect him some more, why don't you?
Oh, God. You can't remember names all the time. You're like, oh, man, I can't believe I took one hit of weed and I can't remember anything that I was going to say. That was Flea. That's not even Anthony Kiedis, you fucking disrespectful bitch.
He sings during that fucking riff, idiot.
On the microphone.
Okay. I knew you were going to do it.
All right.
Okay. Cool. So, Paul's read books. He's an English major. Moving on.
Beer Fest.
Oh, moving on to Beer Fest. I don't know, man. I'm just kind of sleepy, so maybe I'm just a little grouchy about it, but I was like,
definitely,
it was fun, but it's stupid slappy fun.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's third on the list out of four.
It's not incredible, but it's not bad. I will give it a fucking six.
I'd give it a five.
Okay. Right. And then that brings us to the movie of the week, which Tony didn't watch, so Kill Me Three Times.
He's going to do great, guys.
This is my first time viewing this movie. Here. And Tony thought that he was too good to watch it.
I had seen it when it came out.
How long ago?
Like 2 years?
Yeah. So I...
Australian
film with Simon Pegg.
Yeah.
He's a PI/hitman. And it's a very non-linear story of like how one person is being killed for insurance and also being killed for fucking cheating on her husband. And also being killed because Simon Pegg needs her to be dead. That's why it's called Kill Me Three Times. I just put that together.
Yeah, wow. I saw the light in your eyes.
Guarantee that you didn't even know that because you're like, I've been looking at my... Oh, I just remember Instagram.
Dude, it was like a fucking...
I was
like,
discovering on Instagram when I was watching fucking Kill Me Three Times.
It was like a lightweight Pulp Fiction.
I was like watching like so, a Photo really Me a Three shit. Times. Hey, check it out, guys. This is what
I like the Explore page on Instagram, sir.
This is what I'm listening to while I watch Kill Me Three Times. Not the movie.
And if I was as shitty as you, I would live tweet how worthless my day is.
What do you mean? I don't live tweet anything.
I bet you do.
Go check my Twitter right now, bitch.
No one wants to do that.
I get it. I don't get many favorites. I understand.
I thought I would fucking get a lot on some of my posts. Now I feel like they'll just be the things that haunt me.
It's the end of you. All right, so Kill Me Three Times. I really enjoy this movie. I thought it was pretty charming. And also I felt like the threading the needle throughout the storylines and how they filmed it and like what they did. Like if you're not, I don't want to give a lot away because like you should just watch
it. It's cheap Pulp Fiction.
It's really not though.
Kind of.
How?
It's stylized, like kind of like that. It's a dark comedy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was Death at a Funeral.
Yeah, and it's got a bunch of different angles of the same shit.
Yeah, but not from different... No, I disagree with that, because it's not like from like a character's perspective of that one. It is, but it isn't.
Is it, though?
Because you're gaining more information each time, but not through that character. It's through the shot. Like, if it was perspectively, then I would agree with you. But it's not.
I see your point, sir. I see it.
You're so stoned. I
will
know what's happening.
With
so fucking baked. Fucking, I call him potato because he's fucking done.
Because he wants to fucking cut me open and put some sour cream in me.
That too, and some bacon, fully loaded.
I want to fully load him up. Hot cheddar on top.
Where's my chives?
Fat Kirk needs chives.
I give Kill Me Three Times like. I give it like a 7. I really liked it. I thought it was cool. It kind of was like a sneaker on me, dude. Snuck up right behind me. Didn't even hear it.
Fuck. So this is what I live with, people. If anyone can help me, please call someone.
95747.
It's only a cup of coffee a day.
Yeah.
And you can...
You can sponsor Tony. I was doing your phone number. You didn't even
notice.
Look,
he's got flies on his face because he ate a corn dog outside.
Dang. No, it's because he said fucking Candyman three times in the mirror.
I used to do that a lot.
Yeah, I know.
I was always trying to get Bloody Mary or Candyman.
Stop cursing this house. All right,
it's
so,
pretty
scary,
dude. And like sometimes when I'm in the dark...
What'd you give Movie of the Week?
They talk back.
Yeah.
But only in this room.
Okay. What was Movie of the Week?
Kill Me Three Times.
No, what'd you give it?
Oh, I'll give it a 3 out of 10 so we can meet in the middle at 5.
Good Lord. You should really... Fuck you. I remember the one time I didn't watch the movie and you're like, dude, like, I can't, like, you know, keep us afloat alone. You really need to watch the movies and, like, I'm really like, commit to it. Like, it's only, like, a couple hours, sometimes 3, depending if I, get an artsy film. But, dude, like, we should really experience this together so we could talk about it. And then you fucking come to me with this fucking, I'll give it a 3 bullshit. Fuck you.
How about I give it a 7?
All right.
We'll meet in the 7.
I take everything I said back.
Wow, man, because I was about to say, bro, I'd love it if you just kind of like weren't in the room sometimes now.
While we podcasted?
Yeah.
That sounds like a singular show.
Well, sounds like Tony's going to break off and be somebody.
Yeah.
It'll be called.
It can't. I'm I, you're can't. Paul's Reed. Cat Paul.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'll just be called Tony Can't.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Can't Reed. All right, so next week we're going to do...
so dumb.
Observe and report for Tessa Tony.
Who?
Seth Rogen.
That's like the Paul Blart rated R.
Yeah. I'm anxious to see what
I forget that one.
I know, but please don't fucking phony it
what
up
What are you
for
talking
me.
About? I won't be phony.
Yeah, like, because like, when you get on your phone, like, you don't get... like, it was so weird. Last time we were watching The Disaster Artist, I would laugh at something... and, like, you wouldn't laugh the entire time, and then but you'd be on your phone, you'd be like, and I'd laugh, and you'd be like, no, I was like, why is he trying? I think I live with an alien.
Oh, no, you were talking about because I heard audio, because I have ears.
Yeah, I would laugh, and then, like, a second later, you would laugh after it. Like, it was, like, delayed. Like, to where you're like, oh, he's laughing. This must have been a funny part.
No.
Like, you're so engulfed in your phone, but you're like, no, I still like to be around
you. That means
you.
It slowed my fucking brain down from reaction speed. Because I was doing 2 things at once.
All right, so Tessa Tony's going to be...
You wouldn't know what that's like.
No, I wouldn't. I focus on one thing at a time, man.
Yeah, and you don't do any of it well.
Yeah.
Burned.
I do. I watched the movie of the week. I didn't look at my phone fucking once while I was watching
it. Oh, bullshit. You probably played games through every fucking scene.
No, I only played games... because
you play games all night on your phone.
No, the only...
ooh, you've been dogged back because you were on your phone all fucking night, dude.
Bullshit, dude. I come home and play Words with Friends while you're watching something. I'm not watching it. I just walked into the fucking door.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Disaster Artist? Because I was shopping on Amazon, but I'd already watched.
Oh,
I'd already watched
you heard
the first,
it here
20,
first
25 minutes of the fucking movie.
Oh, so that negates you from being a fucking phony.
Yeah, because I've already fucking seen it. Literally fucking 20 minutes before that.
I saw you watch it all through Beer Fest.
Watch what?
Watch your screen.
Oh, bullshit. I watched the entire movie.
Never.
Me and you were getting stoned together. I didn't even know my phone existed.
I don't know what you're talking about. And, yeah, you were on your
I
phone
was sober
a fuck ton.
As hell, and you were on your phone. And you're a liar.
Yeah, all those things. All
right, so next week, Tessa Tony is Observe and Report. Movie of the week is Humble, which is going to be a blast, I think. Tony's already seen it, of course.
Duh.
But he could be lying about that, too.
No.
Until next time.
You heard it here first.
Go burn books.
Books.
Fuck you. Fuck. You.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is remove. Call us,
Dan, let's like, take a step back here.
Just
I can save you a lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And
you got great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on the... he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cats Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Aussie Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cast Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, it's fantastic.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.